Lord, we plead with you on young Teddy's behalf that you would be his rescuer, as he wavers now between life and death. We ask you to heal his body and restore his mind. We pray for a miracle. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Remember to be in prayer for the Platt family this week. You are dismissed. Nancy, child, have my handkerchief.
Oh, Mr. Upperton, I'm a terrible and awful girl. It's my fault Teddy might die. My fault.
There are many people praying for him. God does miracles.
But what if he doesn't this time? What if Teddy dies?
Then we'll see him again when there's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death, and no more tears.
Oh, I don't deserve to be in a place like that. It was all my fault. I took his button. I was teasing him. That's why he jumped in after it.
Shush, Nancy. No one deserves forgiveness. That's why Jesus died. Remember the hymn we just sung a moment ago? Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in.
But that can't mean me. Not after what I did. Not after what I did.
He's been sleeping for 3 days now. There must be something the doctor can do.
He's been in there for nearly half an hour. Maybe I should go and see if he needs anything.
You sit right there and drink your tea. You haven't slept since you brought him home. Dr. Stevens will come and get you if he needs you.
Oh, how's he doing?
The same. But he's still breathing well and his heartbeat is steady.
Will he ever wake up again?
That's hard to say. He may pull through, but even if he wakes, it's doubtful he'll completely recover.
How do you mean?
Well, his brain may not work the same. Things he could do before, reading, walking, talking, he may not be able to do again.
Oh.
You must be prepared.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes. Good day, Mrs. Platt.
He would be simple.
Never the same. I'd better put another blanket on him. It'll be chilly tonight.
Winter is coming.
Oh, my sweet boy. I'll love you no matter what. But I'll continue to pray that our God will heal you completely. You are a soldier in his army, and I believe he has special plans for you. I just hope those plans are for here on Earth. That's all right, my love.
Mother?
Oh, Teddy. You're awake. He's awake.
Where's my button?
There we go, darling. Step by step. Slowly now. We're almost there. Oh, there you go.
It's nice to finally be out of bed. But I'm so tired. My legs are wobbling.
Just rest, darling. It's fine. A month in bed is a long time.
I'll make you some tea. And look at the flowers and grapes Mrs. Green brought over.
Oh, how nice of her.
It seems as though we've had a steady stream of visitors through here. And more gifts than I know what to do with. Especially the live ones.
The live ones?
Indeed. I've already let a frog and a turtle go in the garden today. And I don't even want to know what's in that package from Sam. But it moves every now and again.
Oh, no.
Will I ever be the same?
Oh, you're getting stronger every day. You've come a long way these last few weeks.
But I lost my button. I always thought I would die if I lost my button.
Well, you won't. I've already lost a son, and I'm not losing a grandson, so I'm keeping you around. Now, here's your tea.
Thank you, Grandmother.
Teddy, I know you feel real sorrow for your lost button, but if you bear your sorrow well, your captain will be pleased.
Maybe if I bear my sorrow well, God will somehow return my button.
Now, that button, I'm afraid, is long gone. Probably drifted out to sea by now.
Perhaps. Has Nancy come to visit?
I dare say every child in town has been at this doorway, but none more than that little lass. Hmm. She stops by every day on her way to school to ask how you are.
Why did she never come in to see me?
I always offer, but each time she tells me she can't.
I would like to see her.